Meeting is called to order. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's why I was holding it.
I didn't know, I thought you were just being disrespectful. We have a quorum. First up, approval of minutes from last month's meeting. Here's your copy, Steve. I did change one thing since I sent it to you guys. I added under board business that we convened as an audit board and that no claims have been brought against the township.
Yay.
Anything else? I move to approve the minutes.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Next up, clerk's report. Came prepared for once. I have the equipment listed for sale on our website, Purple Wave and Facebook. So that is the trailer, spreader, gravel reclaimer, and the roller. Is that?
Those four, that's it.
Yes. Is that other township gonna get the reclaimer like they said?
Yes.
Okay, so should I take?
Well, they're willing to give
scrap metal.
Scrap metal price for it.
Okay, well, you just let me know whenever they come and get it and it's a done deal and I'll take it off. Until then, we'll leave it up and see if anybody else wants to pay better than the scrap metal price for it. I did recruit a candidate for treasurer, Emily Christner. So she went down to the clerk's office and she'll be on the paid her dollar. I guess that's what you do. So she'll be on the ballot and been coordinating with our FEMA contact to start the exploratory process for receiving funding for the damage caused by the January freeze. And we might discuss that more later. Treasurer's report.
Okay. We had a beginning balance of $291,988.50, earned $1,229 in interest. We had deposits. We got our summer deposit from Butler County, and we had a couple of for $243,191.59. And our ending balance was $499,628.15.
Okay. Do you want it? I didn't get a chance to review them this time. Do you want me to?
If you want to wait on that,
wait on
it and you look at them, but. I mean, I've gone over them.
Okay.
So.
Well, let's just approve them then, and I will review it when I get home tonight. I got it. I got the email. Once the meeting had already started. So if you just want to wait till tomorrow to put them in the mail.
Okay.
And that way we'll be.
I can do that.
Safe and just have a second set of eyes on them before they go out. Okay. Well, then I move to approve the vouchers.
I second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Aye. Motion carries. I don't know why I whispered that. All right.
Okay, overseer's report.
Yep.
Okay,
overseer's
Randy,
report.
On July, let's see, burnt brush piles, chip sealed, patched holes with asphalt graded. They hauled 20 loads rock. See, 2 tons of hot, cold hot patch, 262 gallons of red diesel, 82 gallons of green, equipment out of service, Dodge 550 right now, unusable, electrical problems.
That's not the new one, is it?
Yeah. And they're supposed to be getting it back until they get some wiring harnesses in. You're supposed to get it back by tomorrow or something.
Okay.
But Randy graded 170th, mile 6, 5, 4, and 3. Indianola, 6, 5, and 4. And 180th, mile 4. I might add, we're not going to grade any more roads until we get moisture, because I'm starting to get complaints about the dust now. So we're going to have to live with potholes for a while. That's all I got for the road overseer's report. Okay. Trustee's report is I've been driving around checking the roads out. The work we did down by Rick Wajax's looks good. That kind of a test job over there.
Yeah.
Overall, the roads don't look that bad.
I will say, on Metalark, when it rains, there's just a line of water about a foot and a half to the inside, which it's not, when you drive it, you don't see it until it rains.
Right.
It just holds water.
And
so there's kind of a second ditch on the road.
Just
itself.
A slight one.
Okay.
It's where your wheel traffic is. You know, cutting where in the road.
Yeah, that could be.
And 6 hours after that rain, it's bone dry again. So we can't break the road up without causing another nightmare.
We have rain scheduled for Wednesday.
Yep.
So we do
they need to add gravel and then regrade it, or?
The way we normally did it, he kind of broke the road loose, you know, cut through all the washboards and potholes, and then tailgate some rock in it, and then do that finish grade after all that. And that's about all I have for my part.
Okay. Board discussion, you weren't on there to talk about our meeting with FEMA.
Right.
So
we have a lot of paperwork to itemize where the money has been spent and how and on which roads.
I don't have a lot of knowledge of what's been but I can put in a lot of data entry, and then if
those rock tickets,
that'll
help a lot.
A ton.
Because each rock ticket says Metalark mile 4.
Right.
And you just start counting down through there where all those loads went.
And we need
And then you can add up the tons.
We need to find out the dates that these roads were chip sealed, the year, for the different roads.
Right. Something else Randy discussed with you about that you said something about 4 weeks chip seal. He's just talking about chip seal. He's not talking about patching the chip seal. That's another. He thought you're just talking about the.
No, he told me because I wrote it down: asphalt and chip seal. But well, he said, was guessing.
Well, I called him back and I said, "You know, didn't we discuss that was 2.5 months? Where's this come down to 4 weeks labor?" He goes, "Well, she just asked about the chip seal, not the fixing the potholes on the chip seal." Hmm. Now, he's been working since May on it. So that's 2.5 months.
Okay, we'll have to discuss that. And we need to, when we get that Excel sheet from that man, we need to find out what if our grader is on there.
Yep, will be.
Okay.
It's new.
Okay.
I'll get all the road names and coordinates on the FEMA spreadsheet so that we'll be able to put in percentage of work done. That'll come from you.
Right.
You know, for each mile, how much of it has been restored to its pre-January 7th condition. And then Carol, let me know when we've got the information we need from the quarry.
Yeah. Well, they're going to send it to board.
That. Okay.
They're going to send it to board, and they have not been sending their tickets. They've only been doing them cash. And she even looked and said, I don't know why they've just been coming that way now.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Hey, but do you get a brown envelope with a stack of receipts from the quarry?
Mm-hmm.
The pink ones?
No, they're yellow,
sometimes.
I think.
Oh, they're what?
Are they yellow?
Yeah, it's a bunch of like half pages, like cut and stacked. And then there's the pink or purple statement, and then
the pink one,
there's
the
statement,
truck driver gets.
Invoice, and tickets that come together. But sounds like they'll be sending us what we need. And I'll be careful with what I discard before scanning going forward, making sure we have everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that's all I have on the FEMA meeting, but I do want to talk about scheduling the training. Carol, do you want to be at that at all, or should I just have Emily?
Scheduling what training?
Larry Montgomery said he wanted to do disaster preparedness training with us. And that's when he said could be up to 2.5 hours. I would hope we could get it a little more condensed than that.
Right, I don't think that was just that one township he used for an example.
Okay.
They had a lot of questions and
but he'd like to do it pretty soon in the next week or two before things really get going on this other disaster that's been declared. So if we could all just pick a couple dates now. And Carol, if you don't want to be included in that, I can leave you off and I can just coordinate with Emily in the
hopes
that she'll...
Because it doesn't have to do with the disaster we're dealing with now.
No, it is preparedness for future disasters.
No, I don't need that.
You don't want to do that?
I thought that it was...
It has nothing to do with this.
Explain how to fill out the form. That's what I thought he was talking about.
Oh, no. That's okay. What we did in Augusta before they did the exploratory right. call and all that. You don't want it?
Well, if you're talking about future disasters,
why don't I see what he can email us?
Okay.
As far as just guides, documents. You know, we don't want to be completely in the dark, but might not be something we can fit into our schedules at this time. Okay. Do we have anything for board business?
Nope.
Any other discussion?
Rick?
Am I up?
Citizen discussion. I guess we're here.
He's smiling.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I really appreciate what you did on the road. Honest to God, it's a game changer. We spend so much more time outside now than we did. I really appreciate it. I was concerned. Curious, do you know how many loads, how many?
100 ton.
100 ton?
Yep.
Okay.
$5,000 worth of material.
Okay.
And for my notes, are those E5 millings? Is that what it was called?
Asphalt millings.
Asphalt millings.
I think he added 200 gallons of oil.
And, okay, we had the oil and we had Bannon hauling it.
Yes.
Yeah.
The trucking.
So that was $3,300 to Bannon for hauling that.
Trucking
really?
Bill.
Yes.
No. What do you give the milling? Or what, $5 a ton or something? You said?
Okay, how many trucks did they have? Because they're $100 an hour, aren't they? I guess that would add up.
Yeah.
They're,
yep.
At least four or five years, plus yours.
We spent $2,400 on the milling.
Milling.
And I don't know.
It's supposed to be $5,000.
I've got it on my, I just know what we spent on it. I don't know what they were a ton. It's a lot cheaper than gravel.
Yeah, yeah. Somewhere I heard $5, but I don't know.
That's at $5 a ton.
It's, yeah, something like that.
Randy said they didn't give us the good stuff either.
Really?
The stuff that they took off the turnpike, they wouldn't let us have, and Mike Kraft told us we could have that. And somebody at the yards took him to the back and gave him some dry stuff. But he took and reactivated it with the wool and made it work. Mike Kraft retired.
Yeah, I knew he was going to. Daryl Lutz is supposed to. He was going.
I thought he was gone.
I did too, but he was still there this.
In the courtroom, wasn't he?
Yeah.
That's right.
So is this the oil?
Yeah.
For Rick's Place, $1,000 there?
No, this is
patch oil.
The patch oil for this chip seal.
Oh, okay.
So all that is on my list here that I've already itemized a bunch for them. I thought they'd need it.
Yeah, no, that was another meeting that could have been an email.
When, do you know when he applied the oil?
It was
the same time.
Or not? I didn't see it.
It was like 3 or 4 days after.
I didn't think it was the same day.
Yeah, I told him I have 200 more gallons if he wants it. And I could probably get
them. I don't know if that helped or not, but it's working.
That's the best I've seen.
It's holding up. Yeah.
Well, then let him have those other.
I've already talked about going north.
Yeah.
Okay. One other question I got. I didn't know whether I should interrupt you when you were talking about the treasurer's report.
Uh-huh.
Looks to me like you got close to $500,000. Is that correct?
Yep.
Do you have any big plans to just carry on, or?
It'll be get used up pretty quick.
It will. Part of the problem is we got rock given to us at got paid for at Southwestern Quarry.
By SEMA.
Because they had, so they owed us some. That has come off of our bill. Instead of them charging us and us paying for our own rock when we go get it, it's coming off of theirs. So that's quite a bit less.
So you're saying that FEMA.
SEMA.
No, SEMA.
The railroad.
SEMA.
Oh, SEMA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've also just had our
people?
Big.
Are you about ready to shoot those people? They closed all the railroad crossings.
We also just had a big influx.
To go a half mile to my barn.
You do what?
It takes me 8 miles to get to the barn.
Are they working on that one now?
Oh, they got 5 closed.
I didn't know they were.
Oh yeah.
The north of you?
Yes.
I didn't know that one was closed.
They've got.
Oh, I did too. That's right. Yeah.
Metal Arc, 170th, and Indianola even.
They added to 170th and Prairie Creek, so they've got 5 closed.
All at the same time.
Surely you can find a way across. You don't have to go that far. Can't you cut across anymore?
They had. I drove it out on Sunday.
Why? And I haven't figured this out. Are they going to replace the existing tracks at some point? And there's such a elevation change in them too.
Yeah.
North of you.
You would be.
They're bringing them up together.
They're going to eventually.
But if they do that,
why in the hell then, more than once? Or,
if they do that, then they're going to have to redo the whole.
Yeah.
Approach down.
No.
Oh,
they're
going
to have to do the tracks. Because it's way down lower.
All that stuff's coming up almost even to the other track.
Then why didn't they do that? Why didn't they do that when they were doing it?
I think that's where their big oops is right now. You know, they had a problem.
Because if they leave it that way, if you have a horse trailer, my horse trailer would make it. You'd rip the underneath out.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know, 3 or 4 foot difference?
Yes, at least.
Okay. Well,
and but to what we do with the money, if
yeah.
There's a lot left, because at the end of the year, the amount that they allow us to spend per year, even if you have it in your account, you can't spend it.
What's that
unless
word?
It's been in the budget for me. It's really, it's hard to.
This snowbird.
But what we do is, like the greater payment.
They have.
We will make a greater payment.
You feed birds in there.
Add to it so that our amount gets to almost zero to what we need to have. I mean, there'll be money in there.
Does it reflect if you have a buttload of money left, is that gonna?
Yes, it hurts.
The commissioner's gonna say, well, then you don't.
No, then you can't spend it the next year.
You can't carry it over.
No. Well, you carry it over, but they don't allow you to use it.
Wait a second.
Yes, that's where it gets the government.
They carry it over, but like instead of getting $640,000, if you still had $40,000 left over, you only get $600,000.
No, you get all the money, but.
They subtract what you're well over.
They have already decided now at this budget meeting how much we can spend next year. So even if we have $800,000 in the account, we can still only spend.
So how and when can we ever touch this money that's been surplus previously?
Well, you do it like Chris did and you get fined, but, or slap on the hand, but.
The way I understood it, they used to say you use it or you lose it. Well, those ladies told me you don't lose it.
No.
It rolls into the next year. We just won't give you that much money into the next year.
So they'll deduct from your payments next year?
Yes, what you rolled over.
Not exactly.
That's not exactly it.
At some point, it's gotta be used or.
Right. Well, we did use it all a couple of years ago, plus.
Yeah.
But then we got, our audit was a slap on the hand and.
He used it before you got the next year's budget.
No. On the budget, they tell you how much you can use next year in the road fund and in the general fund. You can't go over those amounts or you get in trouble.
Right.
We got in trouble.
Unless.
Even though the money is in the account.
But they said, oh, if you sell the trailer or this or that, just do an amendment to your budget. So is that how we could spend this money that's frozen?
Right now, we're in pretty good shape.
Real good shape.
Yeah, we did good last year.
I'd like to truck all the millings back over.
Well, one other thing I'll say in answer to your question, and Carol will correct me if I'm wrong, but we just had our big influx from the county, and we won't get another till October?
Well.
December?
Those aren't big.
4 year or 3 year, what is it?
No, you get two big ones in January and this one.
Okay.
And then you get a small one and then another small one that didn't get deposited.
Okay, so that's why it's so big now, because he just took a draw.
Right, yes.
Now, it's not gonna be like this forever.
The first one.
In January.
Yeah, how much was it?
About the same.
About the same. You used it all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't see any reason to leave it on the table.
No, you get, you basically get penalized. Not really, but yes, you do. So you don't want to.
What'll be interesting is to see how much we get from FEMA.
But that FEMA is separate. You can spend that wherever. We can spend the money we got from SEMA wherever.
Yeah, but then we won't have to spend as much out of our budget.
Yes, correct.
Because we'll be spending the FEMA. So how and where will we spend?
No, we have a.
Everybody's getting an asphalt. No, they're not.
At the end of the year is when you kind of start looking at what we have left over. We'll buy culverts. We know we're always going to use culverts. I say we maybe do a couple of those intersections where the culverts need to be extended.
Hey, which ones are you talking about anyway?
The one at 170th and Indianola.
Right. Those are concrete culverts still.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Yep. And those are short. I mean, if you
we've
take
already,
your trailer around
yeah,
there.
They're pretty narrow. Yeah.
And I think we need to fix some of those.
Right. We had people come to the meetings complaining about that one intersection.
I did.
When that group of people came there, they just lived down the road from it.
Okay, well, that reminds me, Chuck, the mitigation guy, he wants to know what we want. Sky's the limit, so think about that before the next meeting. You know, Carol wants the intersection done. What else can we do to strengthen, as he said, our roads so that they're not so affected by natural disasters?
We need 4 more employees.
Chip seal everything.
Oh, I stopped there. So let's discuss that next time.
Yep.
Let's come with ideas. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Meeting adjourned, 7:01 p.m.